Greetings, Saddleback. Here's the President's update from April 18, 2025. Happy Friday, Saddleback. It has been a few years since we flipped our model of student support on its head and stopped thinking about those services as offices that students must find and ask for help from, a passive, traditional model, and started thinking about what an active or even proactive model of student supports would look like. The student needs survey, distributed each semester, is the poster child for our shift from passive to active student supports. We no longer wait for students to come find us when they need tutoring, a laptop, mental or physical health support, housing, counseling, childcare, transportation, a peer mentor, success coaching, or financial aid advising. We now ask them what they need before the semester starts, and we go to them with the support. Each of the student support units, particularly counseling and success coaching, are further transforming their service delivery models into more active ones by identifying students most in need of their support or at points in their educational journeys in which we believe they need our support, and reaching out to them instead of waiting for them to come to us. We know that more students end up getting help because of this student needs survey, about 3,000 each semester, and that hundreds of needs expressed in each support area queried in the survey stretch our student support teams in the weeks following the influx of survey responses. But that's what we wanted to lower barriers and make it easier for first generation and other students to get what they need to be successful on a timely basis. Our innovative student needs survey results in more students than ever getting the support they need, faster and without waiting for them to seek help. Staff in each of these support areas asked about in the survey respond within 24 to 48 hours of getting affirmative need survey responses. Most students have multiple needs, so we are talking about tens of thousands of phone calls, emails, texts, and appointments. The highest needs continue to be for counseling, mental health supports, tutoring, and, since we added it, for success coaching. It is hard to fathom the amount of work that happens in each of these 10 student support areas as surveys roll in each semester. We are all grateful to those of you who work in these 10 support areas and OPRA for making these proactive responses happen every semester. You are helping thousands of students meet their needs, and you are doing so in a way that no longer creates barriers for those who may be first generation or too quiet or too proud or too hungry or too stressed to find what they need and seek it out. But does all this work make a difference in student success? Few schools can really tell you if student supports like those we provide in response to the Student Needs Survey truly impact student success because of this self-selection bias inherent in asking for help, or indicating that you need help in your responses in a student survey like ours. But we wanted to make sure all this work matters when it comes to making students more successful in their educational journeys. Accordingly, OPRA created statistical controls and weightings to correct for self-selection biases. OPRA used propensity score weighting to determine if the student needs survey positively impacted student success for students who express needs in the survey, to which we responded with tutoring, counseling, mental health support, transportation, housing, success coaching, etc. The answer, big time. Those students who expressed needs in their surveys and therefore got help without having to find the right office and ask for that help enjoyed more academic success and were more likely to stay the course because of this active model intervention. Fall 23 Student Needs Survey Respondents. had 3% higher persistence into spring. Earned 0.2 higher term GPA. Had 2% higher course success rate. Fall 24 student needs survey respondents. Had 6% higher persistence into spring. Earned 0.2 higher term GPA. Had 2% higher course success rate. These numbers may look small. They are not. To put this in perspective, we're talking about 3,019 students receiving help from the Student Needs Survey in Fall 24. That 6% increase in fall to spring persistence means that 181 of them persisted into the spring who would have instead stopped out in fall had it not been for the support they received because of the survey. 181 students saved from attrition. Another way of looking at a 6% gain in fall to spring persistence is that it is almost the entire equity gap in persistence experienced by Latino students here being wiped out with one initiative. May your weekend be restful and full of dreams of active models and no banner nightmares. Elliot. Vice President Tram Vokumimoto named Carter Dorand Award winner. The California Community College's Chief Instructional Officers, CCCO, board announced that Saddleback's own Tram Vokumimoto is this year's Carter Dorand Award winner, which is awarded to an outstanding Chief Instructional Officer who best exemplifies the following criteria: demonstrates leadership from the heart, demonstrates creativity, shows sustained commitment to addressing instructional challenges, and has made a profound impact on a college or professional organization. Thursday morning, Tram's friends and colleagues at Saddleback congratulated her with a surprise sparkling cider toast. The award's namesake was an instructor and dean at MT San Antonio College and Vice President of Instruction at Santa Ana College. Vice President Vokumimoto is currently past president of the CCCIO and is the first Vietnamese American to have served as the organization's president. The following was written about Vice President Vokumimoto in the CCCIO press release announcing her award. Ms. Vokumimoto brings 28 years of experience in California's community college system, demonstrating a deep commitment to student equity and access and success, as well as institutional transformation. Tram has served in the role of CIO at Saddleback College for over 8 years, and before that, she served for 3 years at Berkeley City College. In all those years, her dedication to supporting the academic community of faculty and CIOs has been unmatched. She has been an active member of the California Community College Chief Instructional Officers, CCCIO, board since 2019, serving in the roles of Region 8 Representative, Vice President, President-elect, and serving as President of the Board in 2022 to 2023. As the CIO co-chair of the California Community College's Chancellor's Office, CCCIO, Common Course Numbering Task Force, Tram played a pivotal role in developing recommendations for implementing Common Course numbering across the system to improve student mobility and success. Her expertise serving her colleagues on the Consultation Council, her dedicated service as a board member, and her work with the ASCCC's Curriculum Committee, 5C, and Curriculum Institute have contributed to our colleges in immeasurable ways. In all this work, Tram skillfully navigated difficult conversations, challenging members to think in innovative ways while respecting the principles of shared governance. Tram's dedication and thoughtful leadership has created lasting and immeasurable change for the entire community college system and especially in support of the work of the CIOs, faculty, and the students we serve. Colleagues note that in her role as CCC CIO Board President, Bo Kumamoto always asked the timely, why questions, while challenging others to think deeply about whatever issue required a thoughtful decision. In her current role as past president, Tram is the conscience of the board and never wavers from ensuring every policy and action considers the importance of the diversity of our system and the students we serve. Her work championing the CCCCO's Advancing Leadership Institute for Instructional VPs in Equitable Education, ALIVE, program, and her fierce commitment to diversifying our CIO ranks has moved our organization forward in untold ways. Dr. Isabel O'Connor, president of the CCCCIO board, said of Bo Kumamoto, Tram is one of the most humble people I know and while always reminding us to be better, never seeks the spotlight or her own personal recognition. It is in this way that Tram Bo Kumamoto most emulates Carter Doran and why this recognition is both welcome and deserved. Congratulations, Tram. Career Resource Center celebrates student workers. The Career Resource Center hosted this year's student worker celebration on Wednesday, and it was the best yet. More than 100 students working in departments across campus were invited to be recognized and acknowledged for their hard work and contributions to Saddleback College. With 35 students in attendance, it was an amazing opportunity for managers, 9 in total, to join us to thank their students and for us to honor them with a new Saddleback t-shirt and certificate. In a special skills identification activity, students were asked to highlight the skills they've learned in their on-campus job. These included working in a team, patience, working with different people, organization, communication skills, finding good friends and colleagues, and helping people with disabilities. Thank you to Autumn McLennigan, Career Resource Specialist, for organizing the event. A couple of special thank you notes from two esteemed managers. Zachary Guajardo, Director, Student Payment and Veterans Services, thank you for your dedication to the department and for allowing me to be part of your journey. Watching each of you grow and progress toward your goals is truly fulfilling. You are a constant reminder of why I chose to pursue a career in education. You are an invaluable part of this team. I know this firsthand. There was a time when I did this job without any work-study support, and I can confidently say it wasn't the same. Each of you brings a unique energy and dynamic to the workplace, and your contributions make a real difference. Chrisanna McCord, Operations Site Supervisor, Child Development Center. You may not always see it, but just by being here at the Child Development Center, you are shaping little hearts and minds. The children look up to you and learn from you. Your hard work doesn't go unnoticed, and we thank you for being role models and friends to our youngest Saddleback College students. Power outage doesn't stop student presentation at a PAHI national conference. 16 students attended the Asian Pacific Americans in Higher Education, a PAHI national conference in Oakland from April 9th to 12th. Representing ASG, the Chinese Student Association, and the Asian American Club, the students proudly showcased their leadership and commitment to equity and inclusion through two engaging presentations, which focused on the students' experience visiting China and how it deepened their understanding of identity and inspired new initiatives to foster cross-cultural connections on campus, and on how student-led initiatives are driving multicultural events and promoting a more inclusive and welcoming campus environment. The conference provided a meaningful platform for Saddleback students to engage with national leaders in higher education, celebrate Asian Pacific American heritage, and bring fresh ideas back to Saddleback's campus. Demonstrating the students' resilience in the face of adversity, during one presentation, the conference hotel's power was lost. In a completely dark room, the students, who were already a bit nervous presenting, and for many, English isn't their first language, didn't miss a beat and spoke from the heart, sharing their stories in total darkness. The student group is led by Dr. Angela Yong, Director of the International Student Program, and Shannon Bay, Professor of Ethnic Studies, Counseling and Rising Scholars Partner with Phoenix House, the Division of Counseling and Special Programs, in collaboration with the college's Rising Scholars Program, has partnered with Phoenix House, a center that helps individuals overcome drug and alcohol abuse in place of long-term incarceration. Counseling offered an 8-week online counseling one course to 28 students who received help with their academic planning. Each student was provided a college-issued Chromebook to complete the course. At the conclusion of the class, students were brought to the college for a campus tour and obtained their student ID. Several students met with our adult education team to prepare for their high school equivalency. Led by part-time counselor Liz Leguizamo, this effort was a true college-wide collaboration that included financial aid, admissions, outreach, and adult education. Athletics update. The Saddleback Women's Flag Football Program is in its first season and already creating a buzz on campus. The Bobcats are 10-3 overall and ranked the number one college team in California and the number 10 college team in the nation by womenscollegeflagfootball.com. Saddleback has a couple of weeks remaining in its inaugural season. The Saddleback softball program is looking to make the playoffs for the first time in a decade under first-year head coach Kristen Fisher. The Bobcats are 20-10 with 2 weeks remaining in the regular season and have the number 5 ratings percentage index, RPI, in the southern half of the state. The Saddleback baseball program has 2 weeks remaining in the regular season before trying to make another run through the 3C2A Southern California regional playoffs. Once the playoffs begin, the Bobcats will attempt to be the first program from Southern California in more than 20 years to make it to a third straight 3C2A state tournament.